Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Diaspora Forum. My name is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Diaspora Live Talk Forum, we are looking at the spike in COVID cases in the country and the world over, with Zimbabwe recording 4,221 cases, including 1,238 recoveries and 81 deaths.
Already, we see that there are 140,421 tests that have been conducted in Zimbabwe. And, Jonga, it seems as if yesterday alone, there were 146 new cases of COVID-19, and all of them were local cases. Mm-hmm. So when we look at the worldwide figures, Johns Hopkins University reports that almost 19 million people have been infected with COVID-19. And out of these people, 701,278 have actually died. And in America alone, there are 5 million people that have actually contracted COVID-19. And almost 157,000 people have died. So the situation is really dire here in USA. And it seems as if it's getting bad in Zimbabwe.
And I think, Gibbs, in Zimbabwe, Harare has been dubbed the epicenter of COVID-19 because of the numbers of people affected or infected who are in the Harare district. And as of yesterday, more than 1,200 people were coming from Harare, the Harare district. And this, I think, is something that people should get worried of because of the pull factor. Everyone wants to go to Harare, and this is the center where many people are said to be in quarantine, in hospitals, and diagnosed with this pandemic. And also, remember, many people, Gibbs, who are dying, they want to get buried Kumusha in Emakai. Mm-hmm. And also people from Harare, they take their Harare Bulawa and other centers, they take their relative home, Kumakaya, Kunumuradzika. And by so doing, they'll be interacting with people back home there. And that is where we'll talk to our experts today on the way to protect those people from rural areas and the cities. And also remember, Gibbs, we are going to discuss on this forum the appointment of Air Commodore Jasper Chimeza as the permanent secretary and the Minister of Health. And yesterday we heard the President also announcing the appointment of Vice President Constantino Nyakazino Guvea Chiwenga as the Health Minister, which means what we now need to know is when some of the suspended directors in the ministry will be reinstated or their posts be filled to make sure that the ministry is fully equipped and functional during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, kunjalo kunoko ke okulela ngojonga ukuthi ke eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke ama cases e COVID-19 akhuphuka sibili. Sathi ke izolo bese kufika abantu 4221 abantu COVID-19. Kutaba 1,238 abantu sebasila, kuzobuya abayi 81 sebabhubha. Xa sihlangana njalo ke kule 140,421 abantu asebathestwayo. Phakathi kwalabo abatholakale bele COVID-19 izolo, abayi 146 babe yi 146 abatsha. Ngabantu ke bolabo abahlala kwele Zimbabwe, abazange bephume kumbe be kwenye indawo. Ye, kuzobuya ke iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu phose 19 million asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Phakathi kwabantu laba sokulabantu abedlula 700,000 asebebhubhile. Kuzobuya ke emhlabeni onke jikelele, ngizathi ke kwele Melika ngiyaxolisa khonapho, kulabantu phose abafika 5 million asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuzokuthi abafika 157,000 sebabhubha. So umkhuhlane lo khanya sibili uyabhuqa. Nxa sikhangela njalo siyakhuluma ngakhona okwenziwe ngumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa, othekethe ukuthi uVice President kube ngithi umsekeli wakhe uDokotela Constantino Chiwenga abambe isikhundla somphathintambo wezempilakahle. So khonokho ke sizakhuluma ngakho, njalo lakhonokho kukhulunywa ngabantu abanjengoJulius Malema asebekhiphe i-hashtag ethi hashtag Zim Lives Matter, ukuthi kambe kutshoni kuwe, kutshoni lakwabanye abantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. siyabona nje ukuthi lokhu abantu sebekumemethekisa kakhulu ikakhulu ediaspora lapho kuhlala khona amazimbabwensi abaningi kakhulu kunjalo mfowethu
ndizo zo Gibbs vadiwa vateereri nevatariri nhasi tiri kukurukura pamusoro pekukwira kwehuwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere checovid-19 muzimbabwe uye kushaya kubva kana kuburikidza nechirwere ichi vanhu vari kufa kusvika pari zvino muzimbabwe tave nehuwandu hunokwana kuita 4221 kana kuti zviuru zvina nemazana maviri nemakumi maviri nemumwe evanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi munyika kuchiti vanhu vashaya vanoita 81 kana kuti makumi masere nemumwe kuchitiwo vapona kubva kuchirwere ichochi kana kuti vatingati vapora vanosvika 1238 kana kuti chiuru nemazana maviri nemakumi matatu nevasere asi pasi rose Johns Hopkins University yemuno muamerica iri kuteera zviri kuitika pasi rose munyaya dzechirwere ichochi iri kuzivisai kuti vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni gumi nemapfumbamwe kana kuti 19 million pasi rose vabatwa nechirwere ichi kuchiti vanodarika 700,000 kana kuti zviuru mazana manomwe vafa kune chirwere ichochi tichitarisawo muno muamerica matiri vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni mashanu kana kuti 5 million vabatwa nechirwere ichochi vafa vachidarika 157,000 kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi mashanu nezvinomwe tichabatawo nyaya yekudomwa kwemunyori mukuru mubazi rezveutano tinoziva kuti mamusina munyori mukuru kubva pakabviswa aive munyori Dr. Agnes Mahomba vachienda kunotungamira boka riri kurwisa kana kutungamira kurwiswa kwechirwere checovid-19 vari muhofisi yemutungamiri wenyika saka takaona nemusi wemuvhuro mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vachidoma eacomodo Jasper Chimedza sapermanent secretary kana kuti semunyori mukuru nezuro takanzwawo mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vachidoma mumwe wevatevedzeri wavo vakonstantino chiringa segurukota rezveutano munoziva kuti bazi ranga risina gurukota kubva padzingwa basa vaobadhiah moyo vakanga varivo minister wehealth Dr. Obadhiah Moyo saka tingati bazi iroro rave naminista pamwe nemunyori mukuru asi vamwe madirekta atinoziva akambomiswa mabasa vakasuspendwa vanogona kudarika vashanu kana vatanhatu hatichatoziva kuti vanhu ivava vachadzoswa riini pamabasa kana kuti zvigaro zvavo zvichazadziswa riini tiri kuzivawo zvakare kuti vana mukoti vana chiremba nevamwe vashandi mubazi rezveutano vari pakuramwa mabasa vatodarika mumazuva anokwana kuita mwedzi miviri vari pakuramwa mabasa tinotarisira kuti kuvepo kwegurukota nemunyori mukuru kutaita kuti zvinhu zviri kunetsa mubazi rezveutano zvinge zvichigadziriswa kune nyayawo yehashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter kana Zim Lives Matter inyaya iri kutaurwa nevamwe zvikuru vari mudhiaspora vari kukurudzira hurumende yezimbabwe kuti inge ichigadzirisa nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu nenyaya dzeuori nedzimwe nyaya dziri kuchemedza vanhu zvaiitawo kuti vanhu vakaita semutungamiri webato reeff vajulius malema musouth africa umu vange vachipakurudziro yekuti muzinda wezimbabwe unofanira kubviswa musouth africa kusvika zimbabwe yachengetedza kana kuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu pane nyaya yaogibs yatichangotambira yatinonzwa kuti hurumende yeamerica yatemera zvirango mukuru wekambani inonzi sakunda vatagwirei tinonzwa kuti vaiswa pazvirango neamerica ndedzimwe dzenyaya dzatinonange tichibatabata tichikurukura muchirongwa chedu tisati taenda kune vadare vedu vatinavo ndofunga kungangoita chimwe chekuwedzera gips
kuona mpaka yekuti utakurei sefakwe ngapasi kwezijeziso zenoto so kanyanzani kampani yake naleyi esakunda holdings chonga ingane kucatshangelwa ukuthi idlelana lomongameli emarson munangagwa siyakwazi ukuthi uhulumende ujale ukuthi hayi bangane badlelana banjalo kodwa abantu bathi abakwaziyo bathi kungane kunjalo so ke kuzobuya lolunye udaba lapha ke jonga ukuthi imitshina yokutesta abantu ukuthi bale covid-19 kukhanya iyafa sibili kwele zimbabwe ayisebenzi kangako so sizabuza ke udokotela uwandiko uzasitshela ngakho khonokho mbolazane kube njalo fowethu
regai tione kuti titange nadr mandigo dr mandigo varipo here apo ndinenge ndiri kuvapotsa kuvaona regai tione kuti tingavaona here titange navo dr mandigo muripo here regai ndione kuti sei ndiri kukupotsai panapa ndiri kuona dr nyashano dr guni navadzingani ndo vandiri kuona varipo regai tishi zostora Dr. Mandigo vapinde mchurongwa nda iso zakari pa dande mtande ipapa Gibbs Dr. Matthew Nyashano chungonzwa kuti wanoti nembuzo mpunza akumpunza wako Gibbs wangu wakanda.
Yeah, so let's start with Dr. Mandigo. So what is going on in Zimbabwe in terms of COVID-19? We see that cases are going up, you know, so what's going on really?
Thank you for the question. Yeah, I think as you rightfully said, we are seeing a rise in cases, and to date we have over 4,000 cases, and unfortunately we have over 80 deaths. So that's a very concerning the situation, and it shows that like the other countries that experienced the pandemic earlier on were also feeling the impacts and the effects of the pandemic. Maybe just giving you a brief rundown of our prevention methods, which start with the what we call primordial prevention, which basically looks at a situation where in a certain population you don't have a condition yet, mm-hmm. and you try to by all means to make sure that you don't get that condition. So that was the situation that we're in the earlier stages of the pandemic, and I still remember we're closing the borders, but unfortunately, you know, the borders are always porous, and so there was always bound to be a situation where we have some cases within our country. So when we had the cases within our country, that meant we really needed to look at other ways of prevention, which is the primary prevention method, which looks basically at making sure that we don't spread the disease within that population. And I think you know that we have been under lockdown since March, and we can't say that intervention did not work, because I think we had pretty much time to prepare. It really flattened the curve, considering that this is a pandemic that started maybe late last year, and we are now only experiencing what we think is the peak around this time. We show that the intervention was working, but it really called for us to make sure that we were also well prepared in terms of taking care of the sick. We're obviously going to get more patients in the situation that we're experiencing, and we really needed to prepare for the situation. But unfortunately, I think we are not well prepared, and I think the disease is currently causing havoc within the country.
Hmm. Thank you very much, Joga.
Yes, Dr. Matthew Nyashano, wanoenyanzu mnyaze utano, kana kuti public health expert, wachizizi sao nyaze utano, pa Nottingham Trent University ku Britain. Dr. Nyashano toko gamuchira mchirongwa chedu. Dr. Ngangu nekukanda mvunzo wangu murimi wa amai kuti chukuna uwandu wevanhu kuZimbabwe varikubatwa nechirwere cheCovid-19 uye varikushaya. Ndizvo zvamunga taura pamusoro pazvo.
Ndinotenda hangu kuveneni pano. Kubatwa kuri kuitwa vanhu nechirwere cheCovid kuZimbabwe. Tikatarisa takanga tichitaura nyaya idzi tichiona mamiriro atingati public health system yemuZimbabwe. Ndofunga takataura nezvakawanda panapa. Nesurveillance system nekuti vanhu kana vachinge paita pandemic vanhu vakaprepare here, takagadzirira here, asi zvatinoona kuZimbabwe ndezvekuti health system haina kusimba kunge ichikwanisa kunge yakagadzirira kuti inotambira vanhu, nekuti chatakatanga kuona pakaitika nyaya yeCovid-19 paitwa anonzi maquarantine zvaaiitwa papasina imwe prevention yekusaziva kuti ivo vanhu vatiri kuda kuita quarantine ava havasati vaane chirwere, hatizivi vaane chirwere pakati apo. Saka management yacho yakanga isina kupatsanura vanhu zvekutika paienda vanhu kumaquarantine centers, pane vamwe vakanga vachitozonobata chirwere mumaquarantine centers nekuti tanga tisingape veutano ma atingati zvinhu zvekuvasupporta kuti vange vaine maquarantine system ane zvinhu zvakanaka. Saka health system chaiyo muZimbabwe inofana kunge yakasimba. Tozobva ipapo totaura kuti tiri kuti taita quarantine, taita lockdown. Kana tichitevedzera mitemo yepublic health, kana muchiita quarantine kana kuti lockdown, munotarisa inonzi welfare yevanhu. There are what we call inequalities in populations, kana kuti kusiyana kwemagariro akaita evanhu. Vanhu ava kune vanhu vari vulnerable, vanhu vasina chikafu, ende vanhu ivavo kune vamwe vanhu vanenge vaina machronic conditions asiri COVID ba, akafanana mahypertension, high blood pressure, machronic conditions akaita seHIV. Vanhu ivavo, they are special groups and we should have a protocol of looking after those people. KuZimbabwe tangati sina, tinonova tigarai mumba. Vanhu ava vanoda kudya, vanoda kumwa mishonga. Saka what we have is vanhu vanobuda kunze vachinosangana pamamarkets. Saka vaya vane zvirwere vanotapurira vanhu ava. Saka zvataa kuita muZimbabwe iye zvino, mane inonzi internal infection of people who are in Zimbabwe. Paipa dzaimbobva kunze, ende iye zvino hatisi kuziva kuti kwazviri kuitika ndezvipi. Nekuti muHarare munenge mune epicenter yacho, vanhu vanenge vachibva kwaMutoko, vachibva kwaMurehwa, vachibva kuGoromonzi, vachinotengesa zvinhu maKusteni. Unosvika pambare paya paya votengesa zvinhu, kana kuti vosangana vanhu vachitsvaga kuti ndonotenga chakati. Obata chirwere paya paya obva aenda nacho kana kuti kwaMutare. Chaakutapukira kwaMutare, hakuna kana kliniki iri kushanda, vanhu ivava hakuna kwavanoenda.
Ndikubatei muromo Dr. Nyashanipo. Hapasipo here panozopinda nyaya dzecontact tracing sezvamuri kutaura izvozvo?
Hongu ndo zvimwe zvinhu futi zvinenge zvisingashande muZimbabwe, uyezve nekuti vanhu vanga vachirwara vacho vatestwa here? Akapangana akapa vamandigo chirwere haasi kuzikanwa kuti ndiani. Kuda ndiNyashanu, but Nyashanu atove kubhoyera. Kupinda kwaNyashanu hakusi kuzikanwa. Iye zvino tatichitaura vamandigo vambotaura nezvemabhodha kuti kumabhodha kuri porasi, vanhu vangunopinda nepamwe. Kune vazhinji vanenge vakapinda vakaenda vaine chirwere akanosvika kuchikombedzi kuyakuya. Kwatova neepicenter yako kuchikombedzi ikoko, hakuna tracing system, plus hatina maofisi epublic health muich. Ndikapinda so kwanzienda kuministry of health, ndikanoti ndeipi timu yepublic health imire apa mukadoma? Ndoti timu yepublic health imire apa muchegutu kucholocho, kwekuti kana tiri kudhila nepublic health kwete pakungonoti kwanzi ndo muofisi mehealth. Azvitero ndo problem yatinayo muZimbabwe, kuorganiza chaiko chaiko kuti zvinhu zvakaorganizika here. Kwanzi kugara nakaona dzevamwe, dzidzaiwo zvinoitwa kumwe kuno.
Ndizvozvo, regai tinzwe tapinza vadhingani Dikoza Maqeda. Asi tarichandinetsa, asi ndofunga ndari kurova mani. Saka ndikakusiyaiwe Gibbs uchibvunza kuna mukoma Dhingani. Tichipinzawo mudariro Dr. Guni, so that vese vanombotipa pfungwa dzavo dzekutanga takukandirana panenge pachida kukandirana mubvunzo. Pinda hako Gibbs.
Soke Maqeda, unjani kona hapa chii?
Nkona baba Dube, unjani?
Aiwa, ndakasimba mukoma Dhingani, kuri sei kuKenya?
Aiwa, kuri nani?
Habari yako?
Unjalo ke Maqeda.
Habari yako?
Nzuri sana.
Nzuri sana. Mina, I just know asante sana. So anyway, Maqeda, masikhangela ke eZimbabwe umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19 uyamemetheka njalo sokukhethwe umsekeli kamongameli uConstantino Chiwenga ukuthi abambe isikhundla sikaminister wezempilakahle. Ubona njani kona?
I think in normal circumstances, there is nothing wrong with selecting him as the minister, because a minister is on a policy level, is an implementer of policy, but there's the secretary and probably the junior minister who should be the technocrat in that department. But But now the problem comes with the trust in the person. So if people don't trust whoever, I'm speaking from a journalist point of view, we're hearing lots of people saying we don't have trust on the VP to be the minister because the VP is not qualified enough and we're in a pandemic. So we probably need someone who has medical experience to run this team at this point. So people are saying we don't think he is the right person to be there. We've heard his utterances about doctors and nurses, and they don't instill confidence in the general public. So that on its own becomes a problem. So I'm sure the president should have or at least considered those feelings among his people and probably revise his appointment at this point. Into a corner lapha ukuthi gakula trust abantu abamthembi umsekeli kamongameli ukuthi elide e health ministry may lokhu kuyimbangela ukuthi abantu bacabanga ukuthi ngasiye dokotela and khathesi siphakathi kwepandemic. So nxa siphakathi kwepandemic abantu bathi ngabe umongameli ukhethe umuntu ololwazi ngendaba ze-health. Siyazi ukuthi umongameli ngu-general we-army, yi-background yakhe. Singazi ukuthi njengoba engela background ye-health, so ngakuphi ithemba ebantwini. Abantu balensolo kakhulu. Ngizwe eminye imibono ukuthi ngabe umongameli ukhangele into enjalo. Then was it hayi okwamanje akufanelanga ukuthi ngi-appoint umuntu onjengo-VP at this moment u-health. Ngizadinga isikhathi esi-right kumbe i-pandemic uma siphelile leso kumbe kungaba isikhathi sokuthi engene. Singazi also eminye imibono ithi siku-crisis and nxa siku-crisis we need i-crisis probably ngathi kuludubo olukhona elizweni. So kumbe kufunakala umuntu ole military background to instill ilokuzeni i-protocol to instill ukuthi abantu behambe ngendlela ethize. So kufunakala umuntu o-strong to do that. Kumbe asazi maybe yikho kube kukhangele u-president ukuthi sifuna umuntu onjalo.
Yes, I was
calling to Dr. Guli, your take on the appointment of VP Chiwenga as health minister.
Well, in technical terms, there is really nothing amiss about the appointment of the Honorable Vice President, because all ministers were served at the pleasure of the President. That's first and foremost. And secondly, they are policy people. All they do is to make policy decisions, sit in cabinet, and implement policies of the cabinet and the president. The ministries are run by technocrats who are called permanent secretaries. They are the ones who are actually in charge of the day-to-day operations of the ministry, of the ministries. And in this case, we have a new permanent secretary who has just been appointed to run the ministry. So there's really nothing amiss about that. I hear my brother in Kenya there is talking about trust and confidence and so forth. Be that as it may, it must be understood that when the president appoints ministers, they are assisting the president in executing his or her duties. In this case, it's the president who has to have confidence in the people he is appointing, not everyone else. I understand that he's talking from a journalistic point of view, but in material terms, if the president has confidence in whoever he wants to appoint, he has the right to do so, because that appointee effectively runs whichever appointment in fulfillment of the duties that the president is required by the Constitution to undertake on behalf of the country. Mm-hmm. So in this case, there's really nothing amiss. We do understand people who have reservations with, for instance, in the past where the Honorable VP has made some statements that made some people uncomfortable, including the suspension of health workers when there was some strikes and demonstrations.
Maybe the problem here, people don't have confidence in the ruling ZANU-PF party to actually transform the health sector, as Mr. is saying. But in the midst of the pandemic, people may have expected maybe to have a technocrat to steer the ship out of the murky waters.
Well, you must understand where the president is coming from in terms of making this appointment. You need someone. The Ministry of Health is riddled with problems. It has caused problems for a long time. And now, with the appointment of VP Chwenga, you're talking of a high-level appointment who makes decisions at the highest level. The VP meets with the president at any given time. When you're a minister, you actually book the president in order to have a one-on-one with them. We are indeed in the midst of a global pandemic. And right now, other than defense, the Ministry of Health is the most pivotal ministry in the entire nation. And we need someone who has a firm grip, who can make quick decisions on behalf of the nation in order to save the lives of Zimbabweans. So from an administrative and policy point of view, there's nothing wrong. And in fact, you bring someone who does not need to jump through a lot of hoops in order to get decisions made.
Dr. Guni, Dr. Nyashani and Dr. Mandigo, they are itching to Wanga Shangula. But you may depend on the Nyashani, Dr. Guni, Rolaine Rimiwa, my Kinsway, the Michigan Romishimbo, the Uti, Munona Sei Kuboma, Kwa Vice President Chwenga, say Gurukota Rajotan.
Maonere tingati tunakutwa nwazi yekuti apana chaka ipa kana kuti apana chaka tatazwa na president pakuwa poinda vice president. And in technical terms, vachuenga, awaninga wasiri kunzi minister of health, wanoramba waine title yavo yekunzi vice president. He has been assigned to superintend the Ministry of Health in the cognizance of my decisions and not akiitwa at the highest level of government and also his background from the military and so forth. However, vanofanira kuziya kuti ministry or any other ministry inorhanwa kana kuti inomanagewa nemapermanent secretaries. Chinhu changa chakanyanya kudzikira muministry of health ndechekuti for a long time mukati medambudziko redenda ratinaro recovid-19 there hasn't been a permanent secretary for a long time, and that deficiency has caused multiple problems now pakazini pasina minister and so forth. But my ministries anorhanwa na permanent secretary. Minister anoita basa rekuita ma decisions kana kuti ku implementa zvigazvo zvinenge zvatongwa nedare remakurukota recabinet. In this case, vice president vanosangana na president nguva ipi yavanoda, havade kubhuka in advance kuti vazotaura na president. Ministry kunze kwedefense pari zvino muZimbabwe, ministry yehutano nekuchengetedzwa kwakanaka kwevana nekugara kwakanaka kwevanhu ndiyo ministry yakakosha zvakanyanya kudarika dzimwe ministry dzose pari zvino, nekuti iministry yakabata upenyu hwevanhu neupenyu hwemangwana hwese hweZimbabwe. Saka tinoda kuti pave nemunhu anokwanisa kuti matambudziko ari muministry agadziriswe nekukurumidza, matechnocrats apiwe zvikwanisiro zvokuti vaite basa ravo, kubva kuvanhu vese vanoshanda muhutano, machiremba, vanamukoti nevamwe vese vanoita kuti hutano hwevanhu huite zvakanaka. Tirwise dambudziko recovid-19. Kuti izvozvo zviitike, panoda kuti pave nezvikwanisiro, pave nemadecisions anobatsira nechimbi chimbi nokurumidza, kwete zvokuti zvinotora nguva yakareba kuti madecisions kana kuti zvishuviro zvevanoshanda muhutano zvizosvika kumusoro vakwanise kuita basa ravo. Tinodaira unge tinoziva kuti kune vamwe vane mareservations nevakavapoindwa vachikwesana maqualifications, but however you don't need to be a doctor to be a minister of health. Tinoda munhu anokwanisa kuita basa rake administratively nekuita mapolicy decisions ari sound and effective, anobatsira zvinodiwa kuti vanoshanda muministry vaite basa ravo zvakanaka, vachibatsira vana veZimbabwe kuti tigova neZimbabwe ine utano hwakanaka. Ndanzwa vanyashanu vachitaura mashoko akanaka chaizvo kuti there have been a lot of deficiencies in ministry yedu, kubva kutesting, kuconduct tracing and so forth. Those are the issues that need to be addressed right away. uye ndirodaira kuti permanent secretary vaiswa vatsvava vachashanda zvakanaka navachiwega kuti tiite revamp the ministry and ensure that my deficiencies aripo anoaddresswa nekukurumidza.
Yes, so Tonga, it seems as if there are so many things that are taking place in Zimbabwe. As we speak right now, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has actually issued a statement about what is happening in Zimbabwe. And he it reads as follows, I quote, "We support a stable and democratic Zimbabwe. Our new sanctions against Kutakwashe Takurei and Zakunda Holdings today demonstrate to the government and the people of Zimbabwe that the U.S. will not tolerate public corruption or hesitate to take action to promote accountability." So that's one of the issues that maybe Masu was talking about, to say that, you know, in terms of trust, people may not be having that kind of trust in the ZANU-PF government. So now we see that Takwire has been put under sanctions, Joker.
Yes, Gibson, those are Tambo, Laura, Pitchav, Rachurongwa, Puti, Mokuru, Sakunda, La Tabure, Vaiska Pachirango, Ne America, Do Mamira Kaitasino. I see Chinchanyo Waza, Gibson, the Chabuti, Kuana Kawanda, Zimbabwe, Chimbo Chema, Mananga Kawanda, Kuira, Funavata Gure, Varkuana, Makondra, Takawanda, and Shimu Shakandaro, Vanuatu, Ziska, Puti, Junior Zambo Pinda say, with my contracts here, do they go through tender or something? But people thought that that was not fair enough for one person or one company to run almost entirely everything in Zimbabwe. So maybe we can bring in Dr. Guni on that one. What do you think about the position taken by the American government on Mr. Tagurei? Just a reminder, Dr. Guni is a health expert and also a ZANU-PF member in North America province. Dr. Guni.
Well, tingati zvaitwa neAmerica hazvii atigone kuzvitsudunura pari zvino maonere avo, and to our understanding, avango kanda zvirango zveupfumi izvi, vanotanga vaita ongororo yavo yakareba vachitevera gwara ravo remitemo yemuno. Chatino ramba isusu ndechekuti America kana kuti dzimwe nyika dziite interfere ne my internal affairs dzimwe nyika. But in this case handifunge kuti kune munhu ari muZimbabwe anobvuma kuti tive nekambani kana kuti nemunhu mumwe chete anoita monopoly nekuranwa kweekonomi yeZimbabwe. Hakuna nyika inoranwa zvakanaka kana kuti inofamba zvakanaka kana kuine monopoly. Saka zvinenge zvichida kuti izvo zviri kutaurwa zvekuti makontrakti anozopiwa kambani idzodzidzi ave achiitwa pachena, mabasa anoitwa subcontracted negovernment aitwe nevanhu vakawanda, kana pasina vanokwanisa kuaita mabasa vacho ngazvibude pachena, nyika yese ichiziva jikerere kuti zvaiswa pachena, pauya nhingina nhingi vaedza vese vatadza. Saka nyika yedu tazongoona kuti hatina vamwe vangakwanisa kuzviita. Kune dzimwe nyika zvinoitika kuti pane mamwe mabasa anenge achitadzwa kuitwa nevaridzi vemunyika imomo, vanototsvagawo vekunze, they hire external contractors to come and do some of these things because vanenge vasina internal capacity. Zvokuti tirambe tiine kambani imwe chete kana kuti mumwe munhu umwe chete anenge achirana zvese zvese, kubva kufuwero, kubva kuchibage kuenda kuagriculture, zvese aizvozvo zvine mibvunzo. Even dei panga pasina kuti pane corruption iri kufungidzirwa, zvinopa mibvunzo yakawanda, zvinobvisa trust yehurumende nevanhu vayo. Uye paneta kunge pane karima kari kuitika nekabitsira kuti kukana ivo vanhu ivo vachingowana makontrakti sei zvisiri kumbotanga zvabudwa pachena. Tinoziva kuti kune tendering system muZimbabwe iri pamutemo, kune bidding system inofanira kunge iri transparent, zvichionekwa nenyika yese kuti ava panzi kumediwa kontrakti yekuti munyika muzwe chikafu semuenzaniso. Saka kwaita makambani akati aita bid vazohwina ndivakati this is the process yatevedzerwa, zviri pachena, zviri pajekerere izvozvo izvo.
Thank you so much, Dr. Goni. I saw Dr. Nyashano nodding his head, I think in agreement to what Dr. Goni said. Dr. Nyashano.
Oh, yes. Probably I will start by addressing the appointment of General Chiwenga as the Minister of Health. I've got a very strong reservations, on his appointment, taking into consideration the state of affairs of public health in Zimbabwe. The first one being that a person who is appointed minister should have the capacity or what we call craft literacy and craft competence in terms of how things in public health and the entire health works, which I doubt the general has. That is very true. Secondly, he is a vice president, and a vice president has got a lot of duties to do. And in the vice president, there could be ministries that can be run within the vice president's office with ministers in there. He cannot double as a minister and then vice president. How is he bringing together the two things? I feel this is just a source of poor performance that will be happening, and I don't think that is very good for the health system of Zimbabwe, taking into consideration the numbers that are surging in terms of coronavirus. I don't think that is very, very, very good. And looking at his history of dealing with health professionals, the doctors, I will tell you and say that we need somebody who is level-headed. We understand his fluency in war and strategy. That does not apply in health. So he should go there. If he is good in that, please let's put people who are good in their own field. And this is one of the things that has made our country not to succeed. Politics of patronage. I will put Dr. Guni, nekuti aiwa muzukuru wangu wokuboyera. I will put Dr. Guni, nekuti ndiwe ndoda kumpleasa, and I'm overgiving him some appointments. I think I'm totally against that. General Chiwenga cannot run the Ministry of Health at the moment in Zimbabwe. We have doctors who are crying, doctors who do not have equipment to treat people. And we have a person who was talking about doctors being laborers. You don't conceal those things. It's a mockery. It's a mockery, definitely. We have children, we have lives which are perishing in Zimbabwe. And we've got to be serious. ZANU-PF should stop the idea of pleasing each other by giving each other some appointments and making it, you know, it easy for them to have these all these contracts and all that. This is just a source of corruption and pleasing each other by amassing power. Yet they do not know how to operate all these things. We need somebody who has got a level head, who will organize the doctors, who will make a payment for the doctors, for the nurses, for the health system of Zimbabwe to work. We want the likes of Dr. Mandigo to be working with communities. We would like the likes of other doctors to be working in remote areas and working with people with all the things, and stop this haphazard movement of trying to please each other by giving each other some sort of, you know, is it an accolade so that, you know, we settle political scores. It's very dangerous.
Yes, so looking at how issues are going in Zimbabwe, Dr. Kuni, I think we can hear all those kind of things. But let's go to Dr. Mandigo. So Dr. Mandigo, we've heard the two gentlemen saying a lot about the health issues and so forth. But here is where maybe there's a problem. When you look at the test kits in Zimbabwe, we are informed that they are very faulty. And somebody has to go maybe several times to go for those tests and so forth. And then if you make some kind of reflection, you still remember that the Minister of Health was removed because of alleged corruption linked to the test kits and all these kind of things. So now what is happening in terms of those test kits, and are they the ones that maybe are causing all these problems? Because somebody has to go 3-4 times to be tested while is waiting for the results, he's spreading the disease. So what is going on there?
Yeah, thank you for the question. I think now we have test kits. Chini chandru kuona chakanyanya, chiru kanganisika. Nde inya ya kuti, wanaru kuti waka test wa marizawso nono kakubuda. Izuzore wa kuti munu, aru nono kakupiwa, chukumende aru kandu wa kupiwa, And it knows well, Kunema Kunzumer, where no itao, Sagara Fanane Corona, Muna Kanane, problem, Yemoyo, Aragona Musa, one which won't go on for our pure, never go to an Anagoran Gomira, a result recovered. I think anyone I had a personal experience, a good Dandino Ama, a fundraum game. Ichi noone kwa kuti admitwe. Asinaona kwa kuti result ye COVID, langa sata buda. Munye zakanesa kuti admitwe. Munopesira wa kuti ufunera wanu wakawanda, uchida urubatsiro. Of which, asimunu wese anukwanza kuti afunere wanu wakawanda kuti urubatsiro uruitike. Asi, ndakazo angu mazwa fura kuti urumende ya kuti munhu wese arikuya kuti arufana kuadmitwa arikurwara anofana kuadmitwa asi marizose COVID-19 ozobuda hawo atwa muchipatara munhu chinhu chakanaka asiwo pane problem yekuti ma health workers edu haana zvekupfeka zvakakwana saka munhu iye azobatwa zvakanaka zvinova zvinopa ma problem so zvinhu zvachina zvinoita zvichipinda napindana ma problems zvachina zvinoita zvichipinda napindana.
So in brief, in English, what can you say in terms of this problem concerning the test kits themselves? So maybe that's where Zimbabwe is losing it.
Yeah, so for the test kits, I don't think the problem is with the test kits per se, but the problem is the turnaround, the result turnaround time, which we're experiencing. You know, there are very few machines in the country. So you can take as much as even up to a week before you get your results, which means that you are not able to get the right treatment as you are waiting for those results. And I know some hospitals are not admitting any patients unless they have COVID-19 results. So that means everyone else with other conditions, with cardiac failure, and so forth, can actually die at home while they're still waiting for their COVID-19 results.
Yes, Dr. Mandigo, I've got an example of somebody that I know who was supposed to go and collect his results. When he got there, he was told, sorry, the machine malfunctioned, so we have to test you again. So under those circumstances, as a doctor, what's your take on that?
Yeah, so that really means there's a delay in access to treatment, which is really causing some of these deaths. You know, I've seen a lot of patients who are dying just because they didn't get the COVID-19 result or because of those faults. I know there was once a time when they had to repeat a number of tests after they came out positive. So those faults may also actually indicate that the quality of the test kits is also questionable. So that's really also related to what my other colleagues were saying. You know, they should be clear procurement processes and which are really transparent so that we don't have all these questions.
Thank you very much. Dr. Kuni, briefly, what's your reaction to that? So is Zimbabwe actually failing because of maybe lack of knowledge within the system, the whole system, in tackling COVID-19? It seems as if it's not doing well, right?
The short answer is yes, it is failing. But before we even get there, I want to echo what Dr. Nyashanu said before. Mm-hmm. Our health system has not been functioning normally. Prior to COVID-19, our health system has been in shambles, to be honest. As a public health expert myself, as a physician, I can tell you that the public health system in Zimbabwe needs to be revamped. The infrastructure is there, but it's the administrative side and bringing in of the necessary resources that are required to efficiently run the ministry. That's the first thing. Now, in the advent of COVID-19, we have serious issues that are both administrative and technical. The test kits that are being used in Zimbabwe, most of them are POC, or point of care, or what are called rapid testing kits in Zimbabwe. Those testing kits are not designed for diagnostic purposes. They are normally used for surveillance purposes, which means, in simple terms, if somebody has contracted the COVID-19 today, and you run an antibody test, which the rapid test kits are doing, mm-hmm. they will give you a negative test result. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the person does not have COVID-19. For you to get a confirmatory test, you need a PCR testing capability, which is lacking in Zimbabwe. There's a huge backlog in our PCR testing machines, which are based in Bulawayo and Harare. Mm-hmm. And even so, the test kits, even here in the United States, 25% of tests done here in the United States are done using point of care or rapid testing kits. The problem with those test kits is that, one, they are awfully inaccurate. They are only as good as between 30 and 50%, sometimes up to 70% accurate. Their predictive value is not good enough to give you a better understanding or a diagnostic result. That's the first problem we have. The second issue is, it's taking so long a time mm-hmm. to get the results back, because in our case, for example, in Zimbabwe, if you are tested using rapid testing kits, those same samples must be sent to a PCR testing facility, which has to give a confirmatory result. In the impending time, even if you have contact tracers, if it takes 3, 4, 7 days for you to get those confirmatory results, it means contact tracing has become useless in that time frame, because in those 7 days, you continuously are spreading the virus to everyone whom you are coming in contact with. That's a problem. So imagine if you have two people who have COVID-19, they get tested using rapid testing kits, and then they wait for 10 days, 14 days waiting for their results. In those impeding days, they meet with 10 people. Those 10 people are going to meet with another 10 people. Within a week, you have 1,000 people already infected, and they have no idea that they are spreading the virus. That's a serious problem. It also goes back to, let me point out something very critical here. It also goes to our quarantine and isolation protocol, which is very faulty. You don't take a group of people and bunch them together in a classroom or in a dormitory and say, okay, we are waiting for your results. It takes one person to infect 40 people in a given compound. So when you isolate people, you actually have to ensure that they are sitting in their own room, they are staying in their own individual room, isolated from everyone. Isolation means you do not mix them with everybody else. But if you say you're isolating people and you're taking 50 people coming from South Africa and putting them at a boarding school, you're actually exposing every one of those people to whoever has infection there. The last point I want to make here, which is critical, is that our health professionals need to be enabled in order to execute their duties. We don't have enough PPE to protect our professionals in the health sector. That's a serious problem. Because if we have a nurse who is attending to 10 patients a day, and that nurse is not properly protected, she might as well be the incubator who is spreading the virus to whomever she is coming in contact with. So we have a myriad of problems in Zimbabwe in terms of our health sector. That's why initially I said we need to revamp the Ministry of Health. We need to revamp our protocols. We need to rewrite our response protocols.
Thank you, Dr.
We need to redo our intervention methods.
Thank you so much. Turning to Mr. Makleta Masuku, it seems here there's a crisis in Zimbabwe. You are an observer. You are one of the Masuku. Kwenye kurume ya sikiwa kala, ukutu wena, ukwona hani, baka kufitisa njani kwenye kukipari. Wena njengi ntatele zindava, njengi umutu wona ayo, ukutu wapu kamba jani. Kalisa kwenye sikiwa, kwenye sikiwa, kwenye sikiwa, kwenye sikiwa.
I think one biggest problem I'm seeing with the Zimbabwe situation and how Zimbabwe is dealing with this pandemic is, like right now we're speaking, we're all looking at the health side of things. But to fight a pandemic, you need an approach which is bigger than that. You need social awareness, you need correct information, you need trusted sources to be given people, you need coercive measures to try and stop people from not to make people obey the laws you have put forward. But that has been seen not to work. It's not a long term solution. So you cannot continuously use your army or your police to try and tell people to wear masks. Eventually, you need to conscientize people so that they can take that to by themselves and say, I am taking the responsibility to wear a mask, not because I am passing a roadblock or not because I'm afraid to be beaten by police. So we have been putting the army and the police out there. So now it's time sort of like to withdraw them and really teach the community to take care of themselves, conscientize them to take care of themselves, not because they are fearing the government or they are fearing the government arms. And then trusted sources. We have seen a lot of information which is not right in Zimbabwe. Things like, you know, there will be tear gas, there will be COVID in tear gases, COVID bombs and all that stuff. And we've seen that from even some very responsible people in the society are peddling such lies. So all those things, we need to curtail them. The government needs to work very hard on that side and say, look, if you are seen spreading lies like that, which cause despondency, I mean, you are as good as a terrorist when you're spreading such lies about a pandemic. And then you're causing a pandemonium in the society. You're causing people to have the right mind to deal with the pandemic. Fear is not something you can use to deal with a pandemic. Make people understand, so that people can appreciate what you are saying and they can get your message.
Yes. Before he goes to Devel, I just want to add what he said. I think the government today announced that it has resolved to come up with a law that makes it a criminal offense for Zimbabweans to talk badly about their country. This was said by acting Information Minister Stanley Sonyoni when she gave that address this afternoon in Harare. I just wanted to tie together with what he's saying, that people are spreading, falsehoods on how COVID is being spread and all that. So I think that's where now this new law comes in, Gibbs. You can continue.
I think just one other thing I just wanted to add, which Mr. Chungwe said. Look, having those laws is one thing, and using them right is another thing. Zwatisingadi, ngezokuti vanhu vashandise those laws to oppress people or to fight other battles which are not what they are intended for. Right. So in the Bambi Kuruma, lapha sikhangela enkulumeni yethu kakhulu lapha sikhangela into zempilakahle kodwa ukuze silwisane lomkhuhlane lo kumele sikhangele ezinye izigaba esingazisebenzisa ukulwisana lomkhuhlane. Into ezinjengokuthi kumele sitshintshe i-behavior yethu esiyenzayo. Ngikwazi ukuthi ukufaka kwami imask angisuze ngimelele ukuthi ngitshaywe lipholisa or ngibone isoja lisithi chwe lapha then sengifaka imask. And then i-government kakusamelanga ukuthi ibilokhu isebenzisa i-army or isebenzisa ipolice ukuze imithetho ye-COVID ilalelwe. Ngabafundise abantu kufana le ndaba yokuthi i-HIV siyatshela ukuthi gqokani ama-condom all the time. So that's the message osokumele ibe khona. Gqokani amamaski. Akula pholisa elibuya lisithi ye wena ususiya esihuleni or usulala nomama owangakwakho ugqokile yini icondom, uyasicabangela wena. So i-stage esokumele sihambe kuyo khathesi. And then sesikhangela indaba yokuthi i-trust yokuthi ngubani ongipha i-information. Uma sithola i-information ebantwini abaphezulu ku-society or abaphezulu esigabeni besipha information engasiyo, yonke into le iyenza ukuthi umkhuhlane umemetheke ngoba kasalwisani lawo ngendlela e-right ngoba siphiwa imbiko engasiyo. So kasibeni le mbiko e-right. And then enye into ebengiyikhangela yokuthi ngizabuyela nge-use of amasoja kumbe i-use of amapolisa.
Bakhangela
ukuthi amapolisa lawa.
Yes, amakhuhlane baba.
Bakhangela ukuthi amapolisa. Yes, thank you. Amapolisa lawa akhangela abantu abuya uzochaya abantu aphakathi kwerori angu 50 angu 70 phakathi kwerori aminyene. Yonke into le yokuspread umkhuhlane, so akusafunakali ukuthi kube lento ezinjalo, so kube le-distancing strategy.
So amapolisa must have social distancing amasota
when they are dealing with public.
But why is the mulini zabo? From there they go to their families and to their communities.
Yes, Gibbs, I wanted to throw this question to Dr. Mandigo long before, I think in the last 4 minutes or 3 minutes, I have two. Dr. Mandigo, we have seen doctors now, doctors and nurses, going into the second month or 60 days of strike. And some people are arguing that these people took oaths to save the nation under whatever condition, and this is the time that they should be saving the nation during the COVID-19 pandemic. What's your take on that?
Yes, I think it's clear that the reasons why our nurses and doctors are on strike are mainly because of the poor remuneration, which is, I think it's not acceptable for a health worker to get something less than $100 for the whole month. I think they deserve better, especially considering this pandemic. It's something that the government has to consider. And I know there were some pros and cons to the assignment of Vice President Chiwenga to his current ministerial post. So I think if they are really serious about this situation, I think as a government, they really need to consider health workers' conditions, especially to do with their salaries as well as their personal protection. You know, we've been having problems with our PPE. We don't have enough PPE in the hospitals, and that has led to problems, especially with confidence in attending to these patients. So we really need them to address the issue of PPE as a matter of urgency.
Just the seconds.
Yeah. So those are the key issues. I think we really need to deal with the PPE issues, the salaries, as well as other commodities and all the other tools that they need to carry out their duties properly.
Thank you so much. Dr. Guni, vana chiremba na vana mukoti nevamwe vashandi vari mubazi rezveutano vanhu vakazvipira kuti vachasevha kana kubatsira nyika panguva yematambudziko akaita sei. Vamwe vari kuti ndonguva yavanofanira kunge vachizvipira vasingatarisi nyaya dzemihoro vachishandira nyika. Tipei mhinduro yenyu 30 seconds vatazopa kuna mukoma Dingani 30 seconds vatavhara chirongo.
Chingava chokwadi, asi isusu sevana mazvikokota muutano hatingati vana chiremba nevamwe vese vaende kunoshanda vasina zvikwanisiro. Vanofanira kuenda kunosevenza mumabasa umu vachiona kuti ivo pachavo vakadzivirirwa mukutapura kana kutapurira zvirwere. Ivo pachavo vane zvikwanisiro zvinobva kumishonga, zvinobva kune zvimwe zvinodiwa zvavanofanira kushandisa, uye kuti ivo pachavo havasi kuexposwa kuzvirwere kubva kuvarwere vavanenge vachibatsira. Hazvibatsire kuti chiremba kana mukoti aende kubasa obva ikoko akunorwara iye kana kuti iye otoita mutakuri wechirwere achiparadzira kune vamwe vese vari kusangana navo kubva kuvarwere kuenda kumba kwake kumhuri yake. Saka hongu vashandi veutano vakatora mhiko yokuti tichabatsira vanhu, asi kuti tibatsire vanhu tinenge tichida kuti tiite basa iri tiine zvikwanisiro. Ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa nehurumende kuti hwaro hwekuti vanosevenza muzvipatara veutano vashande mune zvakanaka.
Wow, thank you so much. And please stay tuned to our next shows. This is Jonga Kandemiri, and also on behalf of my colleague Gibbs Dube, we say bye bye.